Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
It will happen every now and then in my podcast.
Cause of Death.
That we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids such as blood as an element will be the smallest problem.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
I'm looking forward of taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany. And my experience can be listened to here now.
Cause of Death.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of my podcast, Cause of Death. Today, with the topic being a Corona special as a special edition. We are living in this globalized world at the moment and in a very crazy time which is unprecedented in this form. In all my 27 years as a special cleaner, and I also have a focus in the area of disinfection, I have been able to accompany epidemics and such things in the veterinary field, everything that concerns animal epidemics quite often. So customers have called and we have, for example, disinfected the mass animal husbandry after such outbreaks, and I have really been active there for a very, very long time. And we have also specialized in the area of disinfection of commercial aircraft and ships, train stations, public facilities, etc. And especially at the present time, there is often a request and a need for surface or indoor air disinfection, simply to be able to keep operating facilities open and so on and so forth. So the need is there and has been reinforced by the first lockdown. Through this, we have a company, Akut SOS Clean. So my special cleaning company and also me as a protagonist, well, how shall I say, created a kind of celebrity status. Yes, I am very grateful for that. It was also really, really fun. We were on the road with a total of more than 20 production companies because we are very special in our performance area. Together with my team here, we developed our own disinfection process many, many years ago. After all, we also make our own chemistry, and that's exactly why we are so interested and challenged at the moment. Yes, and there is a story that I would like to tell you today about one of my customers. It's actually a bit about the topic of clarity today, and perhaps we all know this. If certain things are not clear to us, then we can find out about them. And that's always the question. What source of information do we have now? Or who can we ask? Is there a mentor for this or someone we trust? And that's exactly where the right word is found. Trust is very important in this process. In order to create clarity, you need good information, and you need someone you trust. Maybe even someone with whom you can exchange ideas in this regard. And I think the difficulty sometimes lies in the fact that clarity is not always so easy, as we are seeing right now in the crisis. There is not always just black or white. Of course, there is also the gray area in between, and that can of course get stuck in our heads. And we need clarity. We need black or white when we want to decide on something. Then this can pull us down extremely. When we don't have the possibility to position ourselves in our thoughts because of the information, that often leads to fear and to problems that can sometimes be fatal. And it is exactly about such a customer that I would like to tell my story today. In 2018, a long time ago, I got a customer order. I was called in to replace the unfortunately deceased father of the head of the family, who was still actively involved in the business, after a tragic accident in the family business. And this business was a business with its own wine production. And furthermore, they had also operated a hotel, a restaurant, a real excursion pub, and this business had been in family ownership for over 300 years. So, a very long, great history of people who have always worked steadily and constantly on their product. They really did that with heart and love. And after the son, who was my client at the time, had graduated in 2018 with a degree in business administration years before and had also joined the family business as a business economist, he proved to his father and mother that it was time to follow his fire, his inner flame, and he wanted to expand. He wanted to position the wine internationally on the market, and he also wanted to make the excursion restaurant known far beyond the regional borders, and then he also had the idea of building a small leisure facility for children. and he had a lot of great ideas, which he put through to his father with a huge investment and a great calculation. So what did they do? They borrowed a lot of money from the bank and implemented this concept step by step. And yes, the children's park next door above the family business was already built, and now it was only about such a large warehouse, which had 10 meters and more. And it happened at that time that the father, during the inspection of the roof shortly before the topping out ceremony, unfortunately fell through a light window, which was not installed, and by stumbling through this light window, fell into the interior and then hit his head on the concrete floor. And no one in the family felt able to sort it out. They didn't want to put any of the employees through that, because they all knew the father, and they loved him, and he was a great person, and accordingly, we were consulted. And I cleared it up at the time as the son himself couldn't do it, but he still wanted to be there somehow. And yes, I always ask a lot, and I always love to talk to people, and of course, I want to know the story behind it. That's why I was told all this by him. During the cleaning, he told me everything that I have just shared with you. And yes, beyond that, I also got to know his personal attitude. And despite this tragic event, he really had a great attitude. And he told me, "Well, it's going to be a hard time, and my father has really been a very, very important mentor for me, and I don't know at all what to do now. Now, I don't have anyone to ask, but nonetheless, how do you see it? So, did he really value my opinion?" Then I said, "Well, so you should, of course, take enough time to grieve. All the time in the world that is necessary for this. And as I have met you here now, and as I also perceive everything that you have created here for me in the external presentation, it is then, of course, valid for all the others to continue. And it is valid, above all, to continue because it was in the sense and just in the life goal of your deceased father. So at this point, take time for mourning and then go on. I think it's great what you have built here. Yes, and out of this conversation, a nice professional acquaintance or friendship has also developed. We exchanged ideas every now and then. He also sent me wine, and at some point, we became on first-name terms. Well, we always kept in contact, and the one or other time also worked for each other. And then in 2020, in the spring during the first lockdown, he called me and said, 'You watch out, Marcel. I would like you, after we come out of the lockdown, to disinfect the entire operation here.' Personally, I have read a lot and looked at it on the internet and fetched my sources of information everywhere, and I don't actually see it as necessarily technical. Or how do you see that one should disinfect here?' And we agreed on that, and that's what we exchanged ideas about. So even if he was right in that respect at the time, the fact is that we discussed it, and we also personally agree that it is a very, very important point to give people a signal. Namely, to give them the feeling, and especially also the guests and also the employees, that you are prepared to do everything for them. So, everything possible to protect their health, to value what they themselves contribute. With guests, of course, that they come and that they also consume with him and so on. And also, his employees, who simply put their lifetime into such a business, and they do everything to make other people happy. And especially in the services of the gastronomy, it is very, very important to be friendly. And that at all times, even if you're not doing so well yourself." And he said, "I just want to give my people and my guests safety." Accordingly, we then disinfected his specialist company in consultation. He received a certificate, which he was then issued and was very happy about. And in spite of all that, I already noticed during the disinfection job that he was not well. Not only was he not quite sure about the idea of disinfecting, but it was pure psychology for him. And I noticed that there was something on his mind that was bothering him. That's just not the person I met. And I also asked him during the disinfection if I could help him in any way. Well, then he told me, "A good talk would be nice. I'll tell you how it is. The bank is putting pressure on me. I don't know what to do next. And I find the thought terrible if I don't somehow find my way back into the workflow. I don't even know what's going to happen. Everything is kind of weird. One says so, the other says so, and somehow you can't plan properly at all, and I have a huge mountain of debt." And in 2019, business didn't start well either, because he still had a few delays with the construction. Then the office annoyed him a bit. Well, in the end, he had to take out additional money, which he hadn't planned, and so on. And everything didn't go quite as he had imagined in 2019, So, despite his good planning, he was a bit behind with what he would have actually wanted. And then in 2020, there was the corona pandemic, which affects us all and will affect us all in the future. And that's where he had a bit of a problem. So you can add one and one together today, anyway, much more than in 3 months where I had carried out this disinfection before. Everything was not yet as clear as it is now, but that it will of course have extreme effects on the economy and the whole world was kind of clear. And I'm certainly not a pessimist, but you don't have to be a studied economist to imagine what's happening here in the world right now. And that should not be the topic. It's more about how we deal with it. And Rayner couldn't deal with it very well. So, the burden of debt and the uncertainty about the future. And now, what was and what is and what will be has manipulated his world of thoughts, and he has unfortunately gotten himself further and further into what has already not gone so well in the past. Currently, the situation for him was extremely shit, namely this lockdown, and what is still to come in the future, actually could only get much worse. And he imagined what it would be like to bankrupt or even lose the business after 300 years of family generations. And that would not even be his fault, but primarily the fault of a circumstance and a fact that we all cannot actually influence. Well, and with his train of thought, he also expressed himself to a certain extent and said, "Marcel, somehow I can't take it anymore. I'm done. Somehow I can't get out of my hole, and I don't know what to do. And I even have caught myself thinking whether it wouldn't be better to end it all." And that's when I got alerted. "Rayner, watch out. I have to deal with this professionally, and I do it every day anew. And I have come to know many, many people's fates. And believe me, there are many, many things that are worth living for. Everything can change around us, and thank God you and I are both healthy. Or is there something in that respect?" Then he said, No, I am healthy, but somehow my psyche is getting me down, and I don't know whether I am really healthy after all, because of course not being clear in the head can also be a disease. Then he said, "I simply have no more strength, no more energy." I answered, "If I may help you somehow, I very gladly will." So we agreed that he would get in touch with me, and I had a lot of going on, and Rayner didn't get in touch anymore. And actually, I thought everything would be fine again. Actually, I thought what our motto is, everything will be fine. The man is looking ahead and nothing is more valuable than our time here on the planet, and he will have thought better of it. And it was then recently that his wife called me. She said, "Marcel, please come by. We need you very urgently." And I asked, "Well, how are you, Rayner?" And well, then she told me, "That's exactly the point. We need you as a crime scene cleaner." I then asked, "For God's sake, what happened?" Yes, and then she told me. So Rayner has spent the last few days and weeks catapulting himself further and further into his negative thoughts, got involved in them, and has now finally chosen the last option and the last possibility for him to get out of this terrible carousel of thoughts, and has shot himself. And at that moment I thought to myself, how terrible. I was talking to him just a few months ago, and I, of all people, am very firmly common with this subject. And my saying is always really, live every day as if it were your last. But please, not in terms of planting your last, but in terms of life choosing its own path for it, however fate dictates it to us. I mean, we can write our own script of life as beautifully as possible, but personally believe that when we go is predetermined, unless we choose this time of going ourselves. And it was terrible. I went there with a really shitty gut feeling, because I also liked the guy. And yes, in the end, maybe I didn't take the situation as seriously as I should have, and I blame myself a bit. But eventually, it's not my primary task either. I was ordered as a crime scene cleaner or as a special cleaning expert, and not as primarily the person who then moves people to more positive thoughts. Yes, I like to do that very much, and yes, I also offer that in the future in my mindset brand as positioning, and always say, there are so many things we can do in life just more awesome, and we should implement many things, like namely being the best version of ourselves or really living every day as if it could be our last and doing it with dedication and love, with contentment and gratitude. That's what's meant by that. And we can influence it so much, biochemically spoken. Through movement, through breathing, through meditation. I am not such a spiritual person,
I don't see myself in that area at all, but on the contrary, I always say, life is not rocket science, and that is exactly my message. That is my concern. And there are many things that I was allowed to learn in all these years. And I have a lot of awesome people in my network who have accompanied me and met a lot of great people who have taught me a lot. And I would love to share this knowledge for everyone who is interested. And when I then come to such assignments and afterwards have a situation A and then situation B as a crime scene cleaner, that's really always bitter and hard for me. But I don't want to get all teary-eyed here. So I went there and cleaned up Rainer or the traces, what he left behind by his suicide, and I talked to the woman. I asked if she would mind talking about this case, about this assignment. And Sabine told me that she actually thought it was quite good if other people learned this story. And I also told her how I would like to position this, namely with the topic of clarity. And I would like to come back to this point now. Life impact. The problem we have now is that we have an international or worldwide pandemic which raises many, many questions. And as I said, it doesn't matter at all whether we come from Camp A or from Camp B or whether we move in the gray zone. Basically, protecting people, and especially the weaker ones, is the right thing to do. And if there were a mortality among children in the pandemic now, we would probably all do everything for it immediately, without asking, and so on. In spite of all this, there are many people who believe in it and simply abide by rules that are imposed on us. Whether everything is technically right or wrong is the question at this point. But I don't want to clarify here whether the measures are right or wrong, which I actually find difficult. And I would like to encourage you to think about this, and that is the purpose of this podcast. And at the moment, it's simply the case that we have a situation. We have political wording, that is, we have politics, which ultimately positions itself, carries a statement, and has some source of reference. This source of supply is, of course, the economy and many stakeholders, as well as the side of science. And science has its own language. It is based on studies, facts, and many things. But such a pandemic and drawing something comparable never happened. There are epidemics and national problems that could perhaps be used to draw information and parallels as a comparison of a statement and to practically make a statement from it. And yes, sometimes I know it from myself, and exactly that is the problem of this wording. So politics and science, and then in connection with those who propagate it. So the media, which also constantly need new content. So today, times A, and tomorrow, times B, and the day after tomorrow, times C. And at the end of the day, no one knows what to think. I think that's the difficulty at the moment, and the lack of clarity. And that is actually the statement that I would like to make. It's a fire hazard, because it simply makes people afraid. And there are different ways of dealing with it. It is also irrelevant whether we are afraid of the economic consequences, or the fear of getting sick, or the fear of having our freedom taken away. You also have to mention and look at the side. So people who feel restricted in their fundamental rights feel deprived of them. And yes, I myself, I always talk to a lot of people in my network. And these people have an extremely exciting language. I always find it totally fascinating, and I always try to incorporate it to some extent. I may be forgiven for thinking that this is not always quite appropriate, but I think it's just nice to paraphrase words beautifully and to share with others thoughts and images that you are feeling yourself or that you have in your mind's eye, and to simply play with the language a bit. Language is simply a great thing. It's an instrument that can move mountains, and that's exactly where the difficulty is at the moment. We have no clarity, and we have no clear statements. Everybody says something different. The virologists, for example, the experts, the scientists among themselves are not in agreement. And politicians have never been in agreement anyway. And it's precisely from this confusion that we are now supposed to form an opinion and agree or disagree with measures. And then there's the fact that we don't have any clarity at all about the future. That is, what will happen next? Will it get worse? And today, the German government has just launched a campaign that appeals to young people. You can do it, but you don't have to. Seems like pre-war scenario as a campaign. I don't know if that really resonates with young people and provides clarity, but that is also not the importance of it. For me personally, it is actually important to say again, we, you and I, each individual decides for himself what happens around him. It is not at all significant what the external influences are, but how we think about it, And at this point, I would really just like to appeal to everyone that the thought itself would be quite nice if one dealt with many things a little more positively. And if I now associate positive in connection with the corona crisis, it makes no sense. But what I actually mean is that this unclarity, which means everything that still comes to us, we should believe with positive, clear thoughts to accompany and see a bit of the things that remain for us. These are in any case the people who accompany us, who are important to us, whom we love, and then hopefully we stay healthy in our minds. Because in the end, that led to Rainer's death, and it is with these words that I would like to say goodbye to you. That was a bit of a different episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It would be nice if you liked it, if you subscribed to my podcast. Thanks a lot for listening. Until next time, when it's time for a new episode of the Cause of Death podcast, thank you very much for listening. Ciao, your Marcel. Episode special on the corona crisis. That's it for the new episode of Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel, head of his own special unit and crime scene cleaner at more than 12,000 locations around the world. What can Marcel clean up for you? Anytime, worldwide. Get in touch or just click through to www.marcelengel.com. Empathic, profound, honest. Cause of Death is guaranteed to get you. Join me. I'm excited. Subscribe to the season and you won't be late for an episode. Corona Edition.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. Cause of Death.